Dad, you said that you'd play catch with me, I yelled, as my father walked past me into his office, where he spent most of his days when he wasn't at work.
Sorry, bud, I gotta get these documents done for tomorrow's big meeting.
Well, do it another day, okay? I frowned. It was the same excuse he always gave me, and the same follow-up he always had.
We'll do it another day. Yeah, sure we will, I thought. The longer I stood in front of his door, the more upset I became. I eventually huffed and puffed enough to the point where I stormed out of the house.
I left for my go-to place when I was upset. Treehouse. To a 12-year-old kid, a treehouse was the perfect place for a kid to just get away from his problems and be a kid. It was Reese's and my place to go when we were sad, mad, or just bored out of our minds. It was our little getaway when things went awry in our lives. We also went there just to hang out. It was our spot. We had found the treehouse one day when looking through the woods for buried treasure. We didn't find any treasure, but we did stumble upon the treehouse. We climbed up the ladder and viewed the place from the inside. Reese called it a dump. I saw the potential in it. Fixed her up, grabbing folding chairs, a rug, and a blanket to cover the only window in the wooden box. Created the coolest treehouse ever. We kept our comic books, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and every other miscellaneous knick-knack up there. Now that I got the treehouse out of the way, let me explain to you who Reese is. Reese is my best friend. He moved in next door when I was in the second grade. We went over to their house and introduced ourselves. I went into Reese's room and saw that he had a Nintendo 64. We sat down and we played Super Smash Bros. All day, and that first visit became a sleepover, which we spent staying up late playing video games till our eyes became sore, and then some. Reese was a good kid. Sure, he'd get into trouble occasionally, like the one time he fed his sister's goldfish to the cat, but he was overall a good kid. He'd get into trouble for sneaking out and constantly was a wise ass to teachers, but again, he was a good kid. Most importantly, he was my best friend. My only friend. That day was Reese's last day of grounding. He was caught sneaking out at night. I was supposed to sneak out as well. But I got cold feet and stayed in bed. Reese went to the treehouse alone, and when he realized I wasn't there, returned home where his parents caught him trying to sneak back in. Reese would always tease me, clucking and calling me a chicken when I did stuff like this. I was sure when he got loose from the confines of his room, he'd be all up my ear about it. I entered the woods. I was making my way to the treehouse. I was about 3/4 of the way there, swinging a stick I found a while back, pretending it was Excalibur, when I saw it. It was a black hole, the size of a bowling ball, levitating at eye level a few feet away from me. It looked like someone took a picture and hole-punched it, leaving a black spot in its place. I approached it curiously, tried to go around it and get a side view of the thing, but it disappeared. I walked behind where it would have been, and it reappeared. The hole was paper thin. Couldn't be seen from its sides. I looked at it intensely, trying to see anything inside. I looked down at Excalibur and lifted it upwards. I slowly inserted the stick into the black hole, and suddenly, like a vacuum, the hole absorbed the stick, forcing me to let go. I fell backwards onto my rear end, kicking my legs out and skittering back to a feeble attempt to create distance between the black hole and me. I breathed heavily as I stared at the hole in astonishment. Then the stick spat back out and fell at my feet. I was frozen in place for a good minute. I didn't know what to do. Then I had an idea. I ran over to a tree and grabbed an acorn off the ground. I went up to the hole and chucked the acorn in. I waited a minute. And the acorn came out, whizzing past my head. Whoa, I said. That's when I had another idea. I went home and grabbed the football from my bedroom, just in case my dad decided that he wanted to play catch with me. I brought it to the black hole, got it into a good throwing stance, stretched my arm backwards, winding up the shot, and then threw. Of course, I missed the hole completely. I ran and I grabbed the ball, got closer to the hole, and threw it underhanded. This time it went in. A minute passed, then the ball popped right back out and bounced a few times before it rolled up close to me. I smiled. Prepared for another throw, got into the stance, stretched my arm backwards, and chucked it as hard as I could. This time, the ball went in, no problem. A minute went by, and I just stood in front of the hole. The ball suddenly came out fast, spiraling and hitting me dead in the stomach. I fell to my knees in shock and pain. I wasn't expecting it to come out that hard. And that's when I realized that it all depended on the strength of my throw.
If I threw it weakly, the hole would toss it back with the same momentum. If I threw it hard, it comes back hard. I played catch with the black hole for a good hour. Then I made my way home. Couldn't wait to show Reese. The next day arrived. It was a Sunday. So after Reese got back from church, I was ready to go show my friend the coolest thing ever. When my friend got back, I quickly ran over to his house and asked his parents if he could hang out. They said, of course. And we went to the treehouse. Dude, I have something amazing to show you, I said, hyping up my friend to see my cool find. Yeah, sure you do, he responded. We walked about 3/4 of the way and started to approach where I'd seen the black hole. That's when Reese spotted it.
Whoa, what the hell is that thing?
It's a portal, I said eagerly. We walked at it for a good minute, and then made our way closer. Okay, throw this into it, I said, unable to hold back the excitement of my voice. I handed him the football. He brought his arm back and threw it on his first try. I was a little envious, but I had to remember that Reese played baseball, so his aim was going to be better than mine. Now what?
Just wait.
A minute went by, even though it felt like an eternity, and the ball finally popped back out and landed on the ground in front of Reese. Reese didn't say anything for a moment, then knelt and picked up the football. He scrutinized it carefully, looking for any scuffs or nicks on the ball.
Oh, that's pretty amazing, he said in a monotone.
I smiled, grabbed the ball back from him, and threw it into the hole again. We played for a good 30 minutes. At first, Reese wanted to know how many things could go through the hole. He threw rocks, acorns, even a worm into the hole. All came out just like they had before. Then we took turns tossing the football into it.
Well, what's on the other side? Reese finally asked.
I don't know. Space stuff?
What if there's like a whole other dimension on the other side of it?
Maybe there's an alternate version of us. I tossed the football into the portal again and waited for its reemergence.
Yeah, I guess it's possible.
Aren't you at all curious what's on the other side?
I thought for a moment.
Yeah, I guess I'm a little curious.
Well?
Well, what? I asked, confused.
Stick your head through the portal.
What? No way, I said, backing up as if to say no with my body. Oh, come on, dude, don't be a chicken like you were the other night.
There it was. A chicken comment. I knew it was coming.
I don't care what you say, I'm not doing it, I said, not letting peer pressure get the best of me. Every time he pressured me into doing something, we always ended up in trouble. That's when he began to cluck, bending his arms into his torso resembling chicken wings. Chicken, 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 he chanted.
Look, I'm not doing it. You don't know what could be on the other side. What if there's a monster or something?
Oh, come on, man. It's just a portal.
Don't you want to know who's been tossing the ball back through it? I didn't think about that aspect of it.
I guess there could have been someone on the other side catching the ball and tossing it back to us. But I still didn't budge in my decision.
Pussy, he finally shouted,
which hit hard. He never called me a pussy before. Didn't even know that word was in his vocabulary. I knew the word too, but I'd never dare say it. He began to walk towards the portal and I shouted up to him, "What are you doing, Reese?"
"I'm gonna look through the portal."
I quickly followed him, trying to explain that it was a bad idea. But he wasn't having any of it.
Look, you can't be a chicken your whole life. Gotta take chances sometimes. Plus, I want to know who or what has been on the receiving end of our passes, don't you?
I guess, but I don't think it's safe to just poke your head into things you don't understand.
Yeah, pussy, he said.
Then bent forward to stick his head into the hole. He hesitated at first, maybe to take in what he was about to do. Then plunged his head into the hole. A few seconds passed by, and nothing happened. He just stood there, arms limp at his sides, looking through. I looked around nervously, like we were doing a bad deed, as I watched. Then everything happened at once.
Reese fell backwards, hitting the ground. I stood right behind him and was hit by something warm and wet, as if someone sprayed me with a super soaker with hot water. I looked down
at the ground, and he was missing his head.
His neck leaked copious amounts of blood all over the place. That's when I realized that I was covered in blood. I screamed, a scream only a kid could make. Then something flew out of the portal, and instinctively, I caught it as it slammed into my chest.
I looked down at the thing in my hands, and I screamed again.
It was Reese's head. A face was twisted in horror like he'd seen a ghost. His tongue lolled to the side. His eyes were glazed over. A white, milky film covered his barely visible pupils.
Memories started flooding into my head, thoughts of the times that Reese and I would play hockey together, the times we snuck out and would tell scary stories to each other in the treehouse, trying to make the others piss our pants. All those fond memories I had of Reese came together all at once and were shattered with a new, horrifying mental scar.
My hands began to tremble, and I dropped Reese's head onto the dirt and ran away. I kept running till I made it home. I opened the door and slammed it behind me. Then I ran to the restroom to wipe Reese's blood from my face. I spent an hour scrubbing Reese's blood. Another scrubbing the blood off my clothes. I was petrified. I walked out of the restroom, ran up the stairs to my bedroom. I got into bed, even though it was only 6 o'clock, and I lay there, mortified. My eyes were wide open, looking straight at the ceiling, staring into space. The image of Reese's body dropping to the ground and his head landing in my arms kept playing over and over in my head. Then after hyperventilating for a good 10 minutes, I fell asleep. My dad woke me up. I opened my eyes and thought to myself that that was one weird-ass dream. My father knocked me out of that thought when he asked me if I knew where Reese was. Apparently he didn't come home. His parents thought that maybe he was over here. They filed a missing persons report the next day, thinking that maybe Reese had run away. After a few days went by, the police decided to do a search of the woods. They spread out, and they found his decapitated body on the woodland floor. Local news played the story everywhere. They were looking for his killer and asking if anybody had any information, and that they should call the police department. I picked up the phone a few times, mostly to clear my conscience, which was eating me alive. But I didn't because I knew no one would believe me. Who would? Hey, my friend stuck his head through a portal and it bit his head off. Yeah. I'm sure that would be taken seriously. But after all this time, one question still remains with me. What did my friend see on the other side of that portal?
Hey there kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and once again, it's the end of tonight's video, so I want to tell you all thank you for listening or watching, however you hear my voice. Whether it be on YouTube or on the podcast, thank you so much for being here with me. There's going to be a new story every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday night right here on YouTube, or if you're not watching on YouTube, that means the podcast gets updated on SoundCloud, Apple, Google Play, and now the podcast is on Spotify. So if it's easier for you guys to listen there than it is to listen on YouTube, then hey, not such a bad deal, right? As always, any support you guys give towards Mr. Creepypasta's Storytime really does help me out. I can actually keep the lights on in the house, and I can get nice little cat treats for Hercules. Okay, sorry for taking up so much of your time. Thank you guys for listening once again. And sweet dreams.